From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo highlights teachers' roles in realizing Golden Indonesia Vision. Indonesian government forecasts 8.46 million tons of rice harvest in March to April. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo highlighted the importance of teachers' roles in realizing the Golden Indonesia Vision by 2045 on the country's centenary. While opening the 23rd Indonesian Teachers Association Congress, the President noted that Indonesia will undergo at least three leadership terms before reaching 2045. He emphasized, as observed online on Saturday, to guarantee a successful leap to become an advanced country, Indonesia should nurture its demographic dividend to ensure a quality and productive younger generation. Hence, teachers' roles are paramount in developing quality human resources in Indonesia in terms of their personal capabilities and character. Acting Governor of Bali Sangmade Mahendra Jaya expressed interest in collaborating with Romania to bolster the quality of human resources in the province. During a meeting with visiting Romanian Ambassador to Indonesia, Dan Adrian Balanescu, in Denpasar City on Saturday, he suggested that Balinese talents exchange notes on skills and competencies with people from the Romanian county of Argus. Ambassador Balanescu told Acting Governor Sangmade Mahendra Jaya that the Romanian government is seeking to bolster cooperation in tourism with Bali, considering that the beauty of the province has been widely known among Romanians. Moreover, the Romanian envoy offered Bali to cooperate in agriculture with Argus, since the county is known as one of the best wine-producing regions in Europe. Indonesia's Ministry of Agriculture said that the national rice harvest in March to April 2024 is projected to reach 8.46 million tons. Director General of Food Crops at the Ministry, Suwandi, in a statement released on Saturday said that the projection is based on the observation of the area sampling frame of Statistics Indonesia. He assured that the rice supply will be safe until the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. This is because several regions have entered the harvest season, which will continue until May. Donald Trump on Saturday, March the 2nd, inched ahead in his quest to become the Republican Party's presidential nominee, winning internal party elections in the states of Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho, U.S. media reported. The former president has now won every state nominating contest heading into next week's Super Tuesday, when voters in 15 U.S. states choose their preferred candidate for each party. Trump has gained a huge momentum in the race to capture the Republican nomination at the party convention in July, and Tuesday is expected to all but secure the result. he is likely to face President Joe Biden in November elections, pitting the two for the second time since 2020. Israel has more or less accepted a proposal for a 6-week ceasefire in its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, a U.S. official said on Saturday, as Palestinian negotiators were expected in Cairo. Mediators have been scrambling to lock in a truce before Ramadan, the Muslim fasting month, which begins on March the 10th or 11th, eyeing an end to the almost 5-month conflict that has ravaged Hamas-ruled Gaza. A source close to Hamas told AFP a delegation from the group was headed from Qatar to Egypt on Saturday, saying that Hamas would deliver its official answer to the plan, which resulted from talks with Israeli negotiators in Paris late last month. Israel has yet to confirm that it has accepted the truce plan. Ship attacked by Yemeni Houthis rebel has sunk in the Red Sea after days of taking on water. Officials said Saturday, the first vessel to be fully destroyed as part of their campaign over Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The sinking of the Rubimar comes as shipping through the crucial waterway for cargo and energy shipments moving from Asia and the Middle East to Europe has been affected by the Houthi attacks. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on Indonesian government anticipates food supplies and prices ahead of Ramadan month. Head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, stated that the government continues to prepare anticipatory steps to maintain supply availability and affordability of food prices in line with preparations for the coming Islamic Ramadan month and Idul Fitri 2024 celebrations. This is intended to keep inflation at a controlled level. In a statement delivered in Jakarta Friday, Febrio Kacaribu said that inflation in February 2024 experienced a slight increase compared to January at the level of 2.75% from the previous 2.57%. This increase was mainly influenced by food prices, especially rice. Based on its components, volatile food inflation reached 8.47% year-on-year. Rice, the commodity with the largest inflation weight in the food group, has experienced gradual price increases since 2023. This price increase is partly influenced by low production as a result of climate or weather condition, which affects the planting and harvest cycle. The peak harvest is not expected to occur until next April. Considering this, the government is committed to maintaining supply availability. According to Febrio Kacaribu, several policies have been implemented to stabilize rice prices, including market operations and rice distribution. Other steps are stabilization of food price supply, acceleration of imports and restrictions on retail purchases to anticipate panic buying. On the other hand, core inflation, which is the largest component of inflation, remains stable at 1.68% year-on-year, while government-administered price inflation decreased slightly to 1.67% year-on-year from 1.74% in January 2024. Even though it is slowly decreasing, Febrio Kacaribu said price inflation movement regulated by the government needs to be watched closely in line with the risk of increasing transportation rates and food prices ahead of the month of Ramadan and the Idul Fitri homecoming in April. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with March the 3rd, 1950, the formation of the Indonesian Civil Service Police Unit. The Civil Service Police Unit is a regional government apparatus in maintaining peace and public order and enforcing regional regulations in Indonesia. The organization and duties of the Civil Service Police Unit are determined by regional regulations. It can be located in the province and regency or city areas. In provincial areas, the unit is led by a head who is subordinate to and responsible to the governor through the regional secretary. In Java and Madura, the Civil Service Police Unit was formed on March the 3rd, 1950. Then March the 3rd is celebrated as the anniversary of the Civil Service Police Unit. Moving on to the March 3, 1974, Turkish Airlines plane crash. On March the 3, 1974, 346 people died when a Turkish Airlines plane crashed north of Paris, France. Flight number 981, the DC-10 aircraft, carried 335 passengers and 11 crew members. The London-bound plane exploded first in the sky before crashing in the Arbenonville forest not far from the French capital. Based on an investigation by local aviation authorities, the plane exploded after its cargo door opened while in flight. This was one of the worst aviation disasters of the 20th century. The last record in Today in History is from March the 3rd, 2007, World Hearing Day, celebrated for the first time. World Hearing Day is an annual global advocacy event for raising awareness regarding hearing loss and promoting ear and hearing care and calling for action to address hearing loss and related issues. Each year, this event is celebrated on March the 3rd, covering a specific theme on which the World Health Organization and its partners carry out activities based on this theme. The purpose of this commemoration is to share and raise issues related to preventing hearing loss and increasing awareness of hearing health. This year, the theme chosen by WHO is Changing Mindset. Let's make ear and hearing care a reality for all. That was Today in History of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Peter Jones in West Sussex, England. In his email, he said that he really enjoys our programs and our presenters are interesting and full of fun. Hello sir, thank you for your email on our broadcast. As answer your question, a few days ago there was a technical problem, but now my friend has updated the recording, so please check the recording out on our website voinews.id. Well, Mr. Jones, as appreciation, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia ready to maintain golden tradition at the Olympics. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo targets Indonesia to maintain its tradition of winning gold medals at the Olympics through the athletes who will compete at the 2024 Paris Olympics. After signing a cooperation agreement with the parent sports branches in the context of the National Training Center preparing for the 2024 Paris Olympic qualification in Jakarta Thursday, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo said that the target of winning gold medals at the Olympics must be maintained. Moreover, he hopes that at the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indonesian athletes will exceed targets from previous Olympics. The minister admitted that Indonesia's achievements in the Olympics were not as good as the achievements in the Southeast Asian Games or SEA Games and Asian Games competitions. However, to overcome the lack of performance at the Olympics, according to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, the current state of sports in the country is supported by the National Sports Grand Design competitions and athlete training camps. Apart from that, through the involvement of sports science, sports psychologists, and others who are specifically preparing for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo also hopes that all parties will continue to work together and build intensive communication among athletes, officials, coaches, sport administrators, and other relevant parties. The government also provides budget to prepare athletes to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympics. With this financial support, according to the minister, the government hopes that each sport can make maximum preparations so that as many athletes as possible can qualify to compete in the 2024 Paris Olympics. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email from Volker Wilstrey in Germany. He was listening to German programs of Voice of Indonesia through our website voinews.id. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report dated January 21st and 28, February 4th, 11 and 18. My colleague from German section will reply your email through the program of Horror Briefing. Please stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Crystal Cave in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. Exploring the natural beauty of the East Nusa Tenggara area seems endless. This province, which is located in eastern Indonesia, has many charms that will spoil the eyes. Not only is the beach beautiful, East Nusa Tenggara also has an amazing tourist paradise called the Crystal Cave, which is unique and has its own charm. The word crystal here is to describe the clarity of the water in the cave. Crystal Cave, which has an area of approximately 30 square meters, is located in Bolok Village, West Kupang, about 20 kilometers from the center of Kupang City, capital of East Nusa Tenggara Province. After parking the vehicle, you still have to walk approximately another 500 meters to get to the edge of the cave. Once inside the cave, visitors will find a water pool measuring 10 meters long, 3 meters wide, and up to 8 meters deep. You will be amazed to see the water in the pool that is so limpid that you can clearly see the rocks at the bottom of the pool that look like crystals. This is what earned this cave the nickname Crystal Cave. In this pool, you will see a perfect combination of colors from dark blue and light blue gradations in the water. The type of water in the Crystal Cave in East Nusa Tenggara is actually brackish water because this cave is connected to seawater, which is not far from the cave. The water that comes from the cave pours falls from the stalactites on the cave ceiling. The right time to visit the Crystal Cave is during the day or around 11 a.m. because at that time the sun's ray penetrates the crevices of cave and reflects its light on the stalactites and stalagmites, creating an amazing blue glow. Visitors are advised to bring a flashlight because not much light comes in the cave, so it is a little bit dark. Besides that, the road is quite downhill and slippery. You can use the service of a guide who can be found around the location. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes and supplies because there are no cellars around the cave. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment listener's mailbag, I will reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you for your appreciation and attention in English program broadcast by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You have monitored our broadcast on February 22, 2024 through frequency 3325 kHz with the SIO433. You also enclosed audio of our English program. It was fair. Thank you. And if you have suggestion or criticism, VOI listener, please send them to voilistener@gmail.com. voilistener@gmail.com. Now for all of you, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
On a bridge across the Severn on a Saturday night, Susie meets the man of her dreams. He says that he got in trouble and if she doesn't mind, he doesn't want the company. But there's something in the air, they share a look in silence and everything is understood. And Susie grabs a man and puts a grip on his hand as the rain puts a tear in his eye. She says, don't let go, no. Never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Such a wonderful life.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany today is on Devisa Kakao Village in Jembrana, Bali, wins international award. Devisa Kakao Village in Jembrana, Bali received the Cacao of Excellence Silver Award from the Alliance of Biodiversity International and the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This award is recognition of the excellence and quality of cocoa beans from Jembrane, Bali. Devisa Cacao Village Trustee Agung Widyastuti said this award increases the value of their efforts in sustainable cocoa farming practices. This achievement confirms their commitment to producing high-quality cocoa and contributing to promoting sustainable cocoa production. The Jembrane Devisa Cacao Village is known worldwide as the world's best producer of fermented cocoa beans, according to the 2017 Cacao Excellence version. The name Devisa Cacao, by the way, means more or less foreign exchange cacao in English. This indicates that cacao from this village is mainly for export and becomes a foreign exchange income for the village in particular and Indonesia in general. Jembrane Devisa Cacao Village is supported by the Indonesian Export Financing Institution or Indonesian Exim Bank. The Cacao of Excellence Silver Award for Devisa Cacao Village was organized by the Alliance of Biodiversity International and the International Center for Tropical Agriculture with the aim of encouraging the transformation of the cocoa industry to continue to innovate, create cocoa excellence, and implement sustainable businesses. A team of panelists consisting of 32 experts, including chocolate-making experts, sensory evaluation specialists, and cocoa bean origin experts assessed 222 cocoa bean samples from 52 participating countries from all over the world, such as Africa and the Indian Ocean, Asia-Pacific, Central America and the Caribbean, and South America. After a rigorous evaluation process, the top 50 nominees qualify for gold, silver, and bronze awards. Meanwhile, market intelligence and lead chief specialist of the Indonesian Export Financing Institution, Rini Satriani, explained that Indonesian cocoa commodities and processed products have a competitive edge driven by good taste quality and have a texture that does not melt easily. This is really needed in the chocolate processing industry to the cosmetic and pharmaceutical industries. That was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bermacam wajah hinggap di hidupku, beragam cinta panahi relung hatiku terdalam.
Cantiknya rupa semua jadi fana, indahnya raga waktu berubah jadi tak sempurna.
Dan akhirnya yang ku damba kecantikan di jiwa. Kematian yang cinta yang akhirnya bermakna, kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara.
sampingnya meski tanpa bicara.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song from Dikta. Pradikta Wicaksono, known as Dikta, is an Indonesian singer and actor. Dikta has been rising to fame since he became the vocalist of the music group Yofi and Nuno. Now Dikta has chosen to pursue a solo career. On February 28, 2024, he covered a song entitled Setia by one of the legendary singers in Indonesia, the late Krisha. According to Dikta, the song Setia, which means faithful, is a very legendary work that he wants to bring back with new colors and messages. If in the past Krisha sang it with a very retro feel in terms of music production, now Dikta tries to perform it as best as possible with a fresh version of himself without reducing the value of the song. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Dikta entitled Setia. Happy listening!
Masa-masa bahagia kita selalu bersama menikmati dunia. Di masa-masa nestapa kita tetap sama-sama selalu berdoa. Derai-derai air matamu membuatku lebih sayang padamu. Derai-derai gelak tawamu membuatku lebih cinta padamu. Di masa kapan sama kekasihku nan setia. derai-derai gelak tawamu membuatku lebih cinta padamu.
Indonesia.
With a wider smile, thank God for all the things. we have to the highest level of this life and dreams that we have led to the highest hopes and deepest fears. We only had one wish: live in peace, live in peace. All the love we share together, life will never be the same. All the love we feel together, we could feel all of them. All the love we share together, life will never be the same. All the love we feel together, we live in peace.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, RRI Digital Mobile App, and voinews.id. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, or you can also send to the Twitter @voiindonesia. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.